Clerk, we're on item number eight.
Nine.
Or I'm sorry, nine. Where am I? Yes, nine, please. Mm-hmm.
Item number nine from Corporation Counsel, recommending payment in the amount of $1,470.52 to Patrick McManus in settlement of his property damage claim.
Okay. As you know, we have a chance to go into closed session if any committee member would like. If the committee chooses not to, which is fine, we can continue on. And so for our new people, I just wanted to give you that opportunity. Number nine is before us. I saw Supervisor Johnson's hand.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move approval of item number nine, and actually wanted to move approval of items 10, 11, and 12 also.
Okay.
Unless someone wanted separate action.
Okay, so if I heard you correctly, Supervisor Johnson, you are making the motions for items 9, 10, 11, and 12, unless committee members have a separate item on one of those four. Supervisor Stastunis.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I know that this is going to be a routine thing every month, and I promise not to ask questions at the succeeding months, but since it's the first time, I'm just going to ask a few questions and kind of get educated.
Okay, on each item then, Supervisor?
Well, no, not on each item, but just maybe in general.
Okay, the motion is for the 9, 10, 11, and 12. So if there are specific questions you have on one of those items, Supervisor, we can take those separately.
Well, why don't we let Mr. Grady go? He sounds like he's got something to say.
Sorry. Mr. Chairman, I think you can take them up together. That doesn't preclude the supervisor or any supervisor from asking questions about the item. I don't think you have to separate them just to ask questions.
Okay.
You only have to separate them if you want to take separate votes.
Okay. Well, then, hearing that, then what I will ask the clerk to do is to read items 10, 11, and 12 into the record. 9 has already been. And then if an individual supervisor has a particular question on any one of those items, we can take that up. Thank you.
Item number 10 from Corporation Counsel, recommending payment in the amount of $2,137.19 to Leanne Roberts in settlement of her property damage claim. Item number 11 from Corporation Counsel, recommending payment in the amount of $3,000 to Denise Woods and settlement of all possible claims for employment discrimination in Denise Woods versus Milwaukee County Facilities Management, ERD numbers CR20110323 and CR20120637 and EEOC numbers 26G20120039C and 26G20120686C. Item number 12 from Corporation Counsel, recommending payment in the amount of $4,423.24 to State Farm Mutual Automobile Insurance Company in settlement of their property damage claim.
Very good. Okay. Supervisor Stastunis, and then I'll go to Schmidt.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. So if I can ask Mr. Grady a question or two, it sounds like Milwaukee County is not self-insured then. It sounds like we have an insurance carrier. Can you maybe just give me a little education on our insurance scenario?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, Milwaukee County has purchased general liability insurance through the Wisconsin County Mutual Insurance Corporation. I believe, if memory is correct, it's a $10 million policy in terms of coverage. It does, however, have a deductible that's substantial of $1 million or $1.5 million. It's changed over the years. And so we have that large self-insured deductible, for lack of a better word. All of these kinds of claims, when they come in as a notice of claim, are sent to the insurance company, and they have an adjuster go out and look at them. So, for example, on this agenda, items 9, 10, and 12 were totally reviewed and evaluated by the insurance company's adjuster, and then a payment is recommended to our office. Our office then does the formality of the paperwork for the county board's approval, but we really don't do any of the work. I do review them, but I don't do any of the work. Items like numbers 11 and number 13, which has not yet been called, are handled internally in our office by lawyers in our office because those are actually in litigation. But again, those claims, those payments, will be applied to the deductible. And some years we never go beyond our deductible, and some years we have. So it's a combination.
Let's just say that we didn't settle item number 9 and it did go to litigation. Would the Corporation Counsel's office represent us in that, or would our insurance carrier provide the counsel?
Well, the short answer is our office would likely represent the county. The arrangement is, like any insurance company, the insurance company has the right to choose counsel for Milwaukee County. That's a standard clause in any insurance policy. However, we have a long-standing working relationship with the mutual where we make recommendations to them, which they can overrule, but we make a recommendation and say, we would like our office to handle any given matter, or we would like you to send it to outside counsel. The final decision is ultimately theirs, but we have really never disagreed on a decision over 15 years or whatever it's been. And so anything like this, we would handle, if it was a small claims action, obviously we would handle it in-house. Generally, the things that go to outside counsel are cases of size, substantial size, where resources are needed that we just don't have, or some level of expertise that we don't feel like we have. The majority of the litigation involving Milwaukee County is handled by our office, but there is I can't tell you the number offhand, but there are a number of cases that are sent through the insurance company to outside counsel. But we bill the insurance company the same way the outside counsel bills the insurance company. So all of our attorneys do timesheets and billing to the insurance company, and those defense costs are paid back to the county and applied to the deductible just like they would from an outside counsel. So it is a revenue item in our budget.
Okay. I don't quite understand the paper shuffle back and forth, but I understand that we've got a deductible. So, okay. Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
Great. Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And those couple of points I was going to make or ask a question that were certainly answered. I think it's a good question to ask. I mean, we don't want to just be rote in the things we do, of course, but we get these claims, I mean, many, many claims on us constantly, of course. The property ones usually are the non-difficult ones because, you know, what we did rear-end the person and, you know, we have to pay the money and we go through and usually don't have discrepancies in what the county mutual asks and what our office feels. So, you know, I think we have a lot of confidence in those. I think where we a lot of times go into closed session or, you know, need to is when we're talking about specifics in the case and we wonder, and usually, you know, we're talking over $5,000 or, you know, we get the $20,000, that's substantial money. And a lot of times the discrimination stuff is something we need to find out or talk about a little more. But I would have a follow-up question, though, and I think it was good to review that, too, is when are there instances where where County Mutual will not cover us, or are there instances when that will happen, too? I know that comes up once in a while. Could you familiarize myself and everyone else with that one, too, please? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Chairman, the insurance policy, like all insurance policies, has exclusions. The mutual's insurance policy is fairly broad, but they do exclude, and I'm going to be simplistic about this, but they exclude essentially malpractice claims at the hospital.
Yeah.
And those are entirely within the county's, you know, any payments related to that come out of the county's, not only for the attorney's fees if it's outside counsel, but any payments.
Yeah.
They exclude the airport completely in terms of airport operations. And so we actually have a separate insurance policy for the airport, but they exclude the airport. They do cover almost all discrimination claims. They cover almost all kinds of governmental errors and omissions, for lack of a better word. They've actually been fairly generous in terms of their coverage in cases where there's been a doubt. They are supposed to resolve it in our favor, and they do. And so the policy is broader than your standard homeowner's policy or standard automobile policy. But the biggest exclusions are the airport, BHD, and then things that are not personal injuries. So like an open meetings lawsuit, for example, would not be covered by the insurance policy.
Supervisor Rainey.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. To corporate counsel, just for clarity, these matters that we're currently considering, have they yet go to court, or what's the current standing of them?
Chairman, items, the three smaller items, the property damage cases 9, 10, and 12, are just claims. They have not been in court. They just filed notices of claim through the county clerk's office. Items 11 and 12 and 13, which we haven't gotten to yet, but they're very similar, they're in court. They're in litigation. They're in administrative agencies, the Equal Rights Division or the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. and so they're in litigation handled by attorneys in our office. Item 11 is in administrative agency litigation. Item 13 is actually in court, but so there's a distinction there.
Okay. Anybody else before us? Supervisor Sestunas.
And just to the particulars of one of the cases on item 11, the ERD case with Denise Woods. Does she still work for Milwaukee County?
We have Attorney Kuklich here.
Oh, there you are. I didn't see you.
Sorry.
Please join us, and for the record, for everybody listening.
Paul Kuklich, Principal Assistant Corporation Counsel. I handled that matter with Ms. Woods, and yes, she is still an employee with Milwaukee County.
Thank you.
Okay, so before us is items 9, 10, 11, and 12, motion for approval. And seeing no other comments, questions, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Johnson.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Deskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve items 9, 10, 11, and 12 is approved.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Again, just to let committee members know that either one of the next two items, actually, I think we're going to go into closed session on item 14.